This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Nah, I got my stats. I'm Gucci.
Hey, Gucci. I'm so glad you're part of this, bro. Hit 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, back to the Built Different podcast. Fins up.
Fins up.
Fins up. Fins up, man. Fins up. So this is episode 19 of an NFL podcast. We still don't have a name for you yet, but we'll get around to it eventually. We might call it NFL podcast all year long. Who knows? But we got a jam-packed episode for you guys today. So, you know, we're going to be going over some recent headlines. We got a lot to talk about, including Taylor Swift and Kelce. I love it. The best 3-0 team, the worst 0-3 team, everything from week one, everything from week two. We got some Bills block again, best bet. These two are dominating in our little wins and touchdown competition, so I got to catch up. So let's dig right in. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. I think it's week three, week four, too.
Week three. Why am I still going week one and week two?
Week three, week four.
Yeah. We'll mostly talk about those.
What am I doing?
Might hit a little week one, a little week two.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Probably not, though. Definitely not a week two for me, but maybe.
And then
one.
I got high.
But I'm straight, man. Bill, how you doing, brother? I mean, the victory Wednesday.
Yeah.
All of our teams won.
Yeah.
It's a good week. And you and I both are making history. Your team playing shit, but they're winning.
Hey, we 3-0. That's all that matters, baby.
I love it, man. Yeah. It's 3 points away from making real history.
You should have.
I like it. Yeah. I'm still on board with it, even as a fan that knows damn well we could have been in a history book forever.
Yeah. 80. Could have been 80. Yeah. Could have been 80.
I like the Mike McDaniel story.
It could have been 100. Bro, they were snapping.
Honestly.
Broncos had no answer. You saw that picture with like five dudes just laid out on the field, bro?
Yeah.
They couldn't even catch our chant, man. Yeah.
There's some rough stuff that can be said about that, but I like that when Sean Payton shows no mercy to former coaches, to his own players or anything, Mike McDaniel shows mercy to him. I like where the Dolphins are at right now.
I don't know if it was mercy, though. I feel like that 70 was like, I don't know. I feel like the consensus around the league is that everyone hates Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson.
Yep.
So
yep.
I feel like teams are purposely trying to stomp them, but they don't want to stop them and break a hole.
I think it's more Sean Payton. So Xavier Howard came out and said it's how disrespectful it was that they had Russell Wilson in the game and how much Russ has done for the game of football. So he didn't like that Russ was in at the end of the fourth quarter. And frankly, why? Why are you doing that? Like, if you really respect your team at all and you feel like you have a chance to do anything, why are you? Do you have any starters in, really, at that point in the game?
And, but
Dolphins didn't have their starters in. They're still putting up points all the way through.
It was fun watching your guys' teams. I got destroyed betting this weekend. There was 5 bets. I came very fucking close on. By the way, fuck the Rams because you guys want – what's that running back's name? Fuck Kyren Williams, Kylo Ren, whatever. I don't even want to say his name because I just needed 4 yards from this guy and you guys refused to run him in the second half, like almost at all. I thought I had it in the bag. 40 yards is all I needed. He's out here running the ball every other week, but when I need 40 yards,
it was a close game.
Zay Flowers. I needed 3 more yards from Zay fucking Flowers.
Yeah, close.
I needed 25 yards from Josh Allen.
He's
like, I'm Josh Allen's on the band. Yeah,
you don't bet. You don't bet Josh Allen.
I thought 250.
You never know what's.
I thought 250 was easy.
It is, but it's like you never know.
I guess the Commanders. I thought it was gonna be.
Easy. I just rather put my money into like golf. than Josh Allen. Like, there's so many other things I'd rather do with money than Josh Allen. Like,
that's fair.
I didn't even watch the game, bro. It's a waste of my time.
That's fair.
I was a Bijan Robinson touchdown away from cashing real big, 20 yards from Jared Goff away from cashing medium big. I could have had a real good Sunday, but still hit pretty good. That 4 o'clock window was nice to me with the live bets. So
yeah,
got a nice little.
I didn't bet that much, man. I didn't like the slates. I did not bet the 4 o'clocks. Yeah. Sunday night, dude sucks. So yeah,
I didn't bet that much. I hit it 20 times with Josh Dobbs, James Conner, Pollard, and somebody else, a couple other guys. So okay. 20 times is generally a nice little parlay. I'll take that.
Right.
So
right.
That felt good after missing out pretty close on the 1 o'clock window. Yeah. So, you know.
What you drinking on today, Bill?
We got the Skittles C4 today. So
this man is putting some crazy shit in his body.
Look at that.
But fuck it. We support it here on the Bill Different Podcast. Right. We support Bill's demise. But digging right in, so the New York Jets, there's been a lot of conflicting reports out there. Apparently the defense hates Zach Wilson's guts, understandably so. But the offense, including their coach, Garrett Wilson, they're all in support. Garrett Wilson, shockingly, is in big support of Zach Wilson. One could say he's supposed to support his quarterback, but you know, if the defense is out here saying fuck Zach Wilson, I'm pretty sure anyone on that team can say it now. But how you guys feeling about this whole Zach Wilson Jets thing?
I think the end is very near.
Colin Kaepernick's coming.
Probably not.
That's
good.
Get it?
I mean, Trevor Siemian's the guy that's considered older and, you know, hasn't really won a whole lot of football in a while.
Right.
Anything you can say about Trevor Siemian, it's like three times that for Kaepernick. It's been three times as long since he's won a football game at least. Cap's 35. Like, let's put that to bed. Quick, he was already
wants to be on the practice squad, man.
That's the least thing. That is the least thing they need. Like, they do not need Kaepernick on that football team, bro. Because it's like, New York would go in flames. My buddy, who's a Jets fan, diehard Jets fan, say he'll be a Texans fan.
I'll get the Kaepernick jersey, man. This is so unpartial for
like,
the Jets.
Nah, there's so many fans.
I know several Jets fans that have already jumped ship. One went to the Cardinals.
What?
So I mean that tells you how dire it is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I really like that the offense and the coach is still sticking by Zach Wilson. Because, one, he's your only fucking option at this point. Like, if the Jets want to salvage anything this season, it's going to have to be done with Zach Wilson. Because your other options are Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers and
Trevor Siemian. I honestly think they're going to do better with Trevor Siemian
than Zach Wilson?
As soon as he touches the field, than Zach Wilson.
Hey, I mean, so Trevor Siemian, what I like about his game is that he is, at the end of the day, a good game manager, I think.
And that's what we've been saying.
And that's really all.
Bob, is this Mariota?
No, but
he's on the Eagles.
I know, but so, like,
if you're a trade for anybody, we talked about.
Would you do Mariota?
Absolutely, over that. Yes, look at Mariota's stats last year. I'd absolutely take that any day.
He can manage a game. He can manage a game for sure.
He's gonna lose you some.
Yeah.
Wilson's gonna lose.
But Zach, all of them. Yeah. Well, Zach's gonna lose you all of them. Yeah. Like some days, bro. Like, I'd rather do a live stream, bro, of this podcast and just stare in the camera and say nothing than watch that game, bro. Like, the Chiefs did nothing. They probably get more enjoyment of that than watching the Jets.
That would be pretty.
Jets Chiefs. That would
be pretty,
bro.
Enjoyable.
So.
But I don't know, man. I mean, I like that the Jets are sticking by Zach Wilson. I think once Aaron Rodgers gets more locked back in with the season and he's on the field, he's in his ear. I like it for Zach Wilson. I mean, Wilson, I mean, if all else fails, you can just now finally just cut ties with him at the end of the year and finally close the book rather than him
but here's the thing,
being the
like,
backup and then coming back and then he stinks and then you hate him even more. So.
Robert Sala has to be like, we have confidence in Zach. We love Zach. We trust Zach. We want his head coach to be like, no, we have no confidence in our starting quarterback. Like, he's not going to play better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
the only person that does that is Sean Payton, for all intents and purposes.
Right.
And we know how we feel about that. So, Salah's a good coach speak guy. He's got everything by the book. If you watch Hard Knocks, you know, like, this guy is as corny as hell. He's always going to say the right thing and is not going to get emotional at the press conference.
And I really do think Zach Wilson turned a leaf because for them to be supporting him this much, I get it.
I disagree.
You know, a coach to jump out and say, you know, I support my guy.
Shit last year.
No, right.
He sucked just as bad last year.
But the coach was the only one. Garrett Wilson wasn't even supporting Zach Wilson last year.
Garrett Wilson didn't have the microphone last year.
He declined to comment every time they asked him about Zach Wilson. I think they want Zach. They're rooting for Zach Wilson. They want Zach Wilson to succeed, and I think that's a step forward.
No, I just don't. I don't know if they want to. But I think they just have to.
They also have
nobody. I think purely out of obligation. You look at Trevor Siemian's stats in his last 3 years that he's been in the league. He's got an 0-6 record. I get it. But he didn't have the defense on those teams that the Jets have. He threw for, 12 touchdowns.
So you're on the Trevor Siemian train?
Absolutely. If they start Trevor Siemian,
to get on that train.
Come on. You got to get on the Trevor Siemian train.
I'm not ready to get on that train, bro.
You have Aaron Rodgers that did this speed bridge surgery. A riskier surgery compared to a general Achilles repair in an effort to get back on the field for the playoffs. AFC playoff picture is open.
Open.
The Jets can get back into it. They cannot do it with Zach Wilson. So you get Trevor Siemian in there where his feelings aren't going to get hurt if suddenly he has to sit down for Aaron Rodgers at the end of the year.
Is it open?
It's open enough.
I think it is.
You look at that wild card picture. I mean, they're, two games? They're one game behind.
Because we expected the Broncos to be in it. We expected the Titans to be in it.
Who would expect the Broncos to be in it?
Well, I mean,
I was the only one. But listen,
it was hard for me to say the Broncos would be out of the playoffs.
I just want to make sure we don't say we.
I'm just saying Jags, Jags, Ravens, Dolphins, Bills, Browns. That's five right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if the Browns are alive. I'm probably missing the division too. Right. I'm probably missing
that. And I think it's just open in that sense. Like, there's not as many locks.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 3 weeks in.
Like, we were sitting here like, damn, the AFC is all locked up. How are these teams going to make it?
I think the Chargers have a better chance.
You didn't even have the Bills making it.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Yeah, at the time, I didn't.
So that's what I'm saying. I did it. Listen, I say just get Zach Wilson some bad New York mommies. Let's get him going. I'm all here for Zach Wilson, but I'm also here for Trevor Siemian because I made a whole short for fucking Trevor Siemian because I was that boy. So Derek Carr, that's another injury that we got from the week. It's still up in the air on how much time he's actually going to miss, but it does seem like it is a significant shoulder injury, enough to bother him for at least several games.
It's a pain management thing. To me, Derek Carr is a tough bastard.
He's had some of the worst injuries.
He's fun.
You're never going to question that man's toughness. He might miss a game. He's not missing more than that.
Listen, I love all the chances Jameis Winston gets. I'm here for watching at least a couple weeks of Jameis Winston.
Come on, man.
Jameis Winston with a bomb down the field to Michael Thomas. Or on a slant route. My bad. My apologies. Forgot. Michael Thomas doesn't go deep.
Bomb 8 yards down the field.
Look at that goal run. No, that's just a hitch.
But I think it sucks for the Saints because I think the main thing that they needed is they needed to catch a rhythm with Derek Carr because I think that's what they seem really out of rhythm with Derek Carr as their QB1.
I just think that.
And they just need a little bit more time.
Their O-line's horrific and they can't consistently run the football because Kamara, but Kamara comes back this week.
This week?
Yeah.
So I think I look at it as like David kind of stuff said Derek Carr's not coming back. If he doesn't come back this week, that's kind of hurt. That's going to hurt. But
especially against Baker.
Yeah,
Baker's coming in that game with a head full of fucking steam.
I know, but the Bucks couldn't beat the Saints with fucking Tom Brady in regular season. So
yeah.
I don't know what they're gonna do with Baker, but it'll be very interesting on Sunday. Stay away
absolutely,
from that game.
Absolutely, so moving on, Joe Burrow is deciding to play through the injury. Mm-hmm. He looks terrible. He looks absolutely horrific. Bill is now 3 games into one of the craziest takes ever being right, which is insane.
Which is what?
Joe Burrow being poop.
What's poop, though?
You're watching it. It's 3 weeks of it.
wait, like not top 10?
Well, I said not top 5.
Okay, yeah. He's not poop then. Yeah. If you don't want to put him in your top 5, then like I get it, I guess. You just hate him, but I guess. Three games of him playing like poop.
Yeah. It's not over yet. It's absolutely not over yet. But he hasn't showed me anything to say I'm wrong yet either.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's getting opportunity. I mean, yeah, he was hurt this week. I give him credit for getting out there.
Right.
And he looked okay.
Looked better than the first two games.
Certainly better. Yeah. And, you know, that's after re-aggravating the injury. So that means, I don't know if you can really blame the injury for the first 2 weeks. But he finally connected with Chase, which, good for anybody that drafted Ja'Marr Chase in their fantasy leagues. Right. But he finally it feels like they're on the same page again. And the things that make Joe Burrow good in my mind are only the fact that he has extremely talented wide receivers. I don't think Joe Burrow is that good otherwise. He needs Ja'Marr Chase to be on the same page as him. He needs to be on the same page.
That's interesting. Because before... That's very interesting because before Tua had Tyreek and Mike McDaniel, I think he was very solid. He was solid. He wasn't anything crazy. I think players, obviously wide receivers make players, but I'm saying I think the thing that hinders Joe Burrow is Zach Taylor, not necessarily. And like, I think Joe Burrow, like, again, Joe Burrow's only beat my team once. So like, yeah. I'm with you. Like, he puts.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
No fucking fear in my heart.
Yeah.
Right? But neither that team or the coaching staff. I just think their offense is very vanilla.
But I love their offense, though. Nah, I wish it was better. I wish it was better coached.
I'm gonna get with you on this.
I love Chase Higgins and Boyd, especially. I think Boyd is severely underused.
Last Monday they used him really well. But
they threw to him four times in the first half and just forgot. I forgot about his existence in the second half. I needed that too, by the way.
I mean, Rams left tackle got hurt and like they just got like blitzed for the fucking whole half.
It was getting, you know what I'm saying? That was tough to watch.
I don't think like the Bengals offense won that game. It was, I think, more Bengals defense.
Trey Hendrickson basically
just took over.
Once that tackle went out.
Exactly.
But to your point, like, they run the same damn thing. They line up the same damn way. They don't have any creativity.
There's no creativity. Like,
and yes, Tua is obviously being helped by Mike McDaniel's play calling.
Right,
Tyreek's getting helped by Mike McDaniel's play calling.
Right.
It's wild how much different that is compared to the Brian Flores-led Dolphins who didn't believe in Tua.
Right, right.
And you see the difference in that. You saw glimmers of what Tua could have been during that, and now this is Tua unlocked. And I'm not saying that Tua could do all of this on his own. He's doing this while getting rid of the ball in 2.4 seconds.
Right.
So this is the offense driving, but he's obviously got to deliver a strike.
He does.
Reliably.
I'm just saying you can't really say, yo, fucking Joe Burrow's nothing without these receivers.
Yeah.
When there's like a lot of, you could say that for a lot of quarterbacks. Because Josh Allen was nothing without Stephon Diggs and still is poop. You know what I'm saying?
I say that too, though.
But I'm saying like there's a lot of quarterbacks like that you could say, like Brock Purdy's never lost a real regular season game, but look at the talent he has right now, you know?
Yeah.
So this is, I feel like there's a lot of quarterbacks you could say. Only quarterback you can't say that is Patrick Mahomes. And Caleb fucking Williams. That's what I'll say. I think if Caleb were to go to Arizona, not to switch gears, but I'm switching gears. If Caleb was to go to Arizona, I think like I actually think they could. He'd be better off in Arizona than Chicago because play calling, bro.
Arizona's gonna have two shots at that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
how I look at it.
I can't argue that. I mean, I think the talent is comparable. Right, like I think the offensive line in Chicago is better right now.
Yeah,
with the recent signings, so like he'd have more time in the pocket in Chicago. DJ Moore is good. Chase Claypool has potential, but is not living up to 20% of it right now. I'm what?
Two things. One on Arizona, I misspoke. But I don't think they signed Kyler Murray that contract just for him to fucking not play for them. That's one. Two, Chicago, bro, is a... It's coaching, bro. Like, their coach, their defensive coordinator had child pornography in his fucking house. Literally raided him. Yeah. But I'm just saying, bro, like, Eberflus has to go. Yeah. Freaking...
Let's cut the laugh now. Somebody's trading for Caleb Williams. I think somebody's willing to sign a ridiculous package over to whoever lands with that number one pick. I think this is worth several number one picks. And yes?
Yeah.
But I don't think Caleb Williams, just to circle back to a take you had last week, you said Caleb Williams is the number two quarterback in the world right now.
Right now.
So you're telling me...
It's not close.
You plug him into...
You plug him into the Falcons... They're Super Bowl favorites. It's not close. No. It's not close. You plug him in with the Falcons, they're Super Bowl favorites, bro.
Tom is on crack.
That defense is legit.
So
he's going to give the ball to Drake London and fucking Kyle Pitts, bro.
You put him on the Eagles. The Eagles get better.
Yeah.
No.
You put him on the Ravens.
He has a stronger arm than Jalen Hurts, and he's more accurate. So he's more accurate.
This team is
four. You put Jalen him Hurts. On the Ravens. The Ravens get better. I feel you on that, though.
Huh?
You put him on the Ravens get better.
Schemes, look, schematic is different.
Oh, it depends. Okay, all right.
I don't think, listen. Like, yeah, the schematics, I don't like Todd Monken as a play caller when he was at Cleveland. That's why I like Cleveland this week, because he fucking sucks at his job. So I wouldn't want Caleb Williams there. But
you
keep going.
Put him on the Dolphins get better.
Maybe.
Only reason I say it is because he has more running threat. Yeah. And you can do so much shit with Devin, Raheem, him, Waddle, Tyreek out the backfield. Running the football, because Tua doesn't give you that dual threat. All
right,
like if you put Caleb Williams in the Jaguars, bro, shit get fixed too, bro. Like he's special, bro.
That's where I feel he could be somewhere in that range. But you're saying day one.
I'm saying day one, and I don't like Arthur Smith as a coach. There's a lot of coaches I don't like and play callers I don't like in the NFL.
Especially after this past week. Yeah. It was a brutal week to be an NFL coach.
Awful.
If you were one of the bad ones. The good ones did all right.
Desmond Ritter, like I said, that's why I never trust him, because he sucks, bro.
Yeah.
He's awful. Like, they're trying to trade Kyle Pitts. Like, I would kill for Kyle Pitts. It sounds like they're not. I'm just saying, like, even that's coming up, like... How can you not see Kyle Pitts open, like, you know what I'm saying?
And he's gotten so much better, like, guarding out of the tight end position, too.
Right.
Like,
he's already good at.
And he's just gotten so much better, though. Yeah. Like, he's a dream.
Ritter is literally, like, hindering. And I feel like Arthur Smith is, like, hindering, too, that offense. Like, from Tennessee. Because Tennessee never had a crazy offense. It was just Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
and he's coming from there. I don't know. That's how I look at that.
But speaking of crazy offense, Travis Kelce is in those guts.
Yes.
Oh, it's official.
Yes.
It's confirmed. Yes. Travis Kelce has bagged Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And that is one of the craziest things I've heard being alive. And I fuck with it.
He could get so much better.
It's Taylor Swift, though.
She's not tough.
But she's Taylor Swift.
She's mad regular.
She's a cougar.
She's mad. I don't think she has a child.
It don't matter. She has money.
I think she's younger than Travis.
I don't give a fuck. Listen, man. I don't care what you say.
She's mad regular.
Nah, she's Taylor Swift.
Bro, she's mad regular.
It doesn't matter.
No, good for Travis. It's, everything went up. Followers and
jersey sales went up 400%. As if his jersey wasn't already getting bought like a fucking shit ton.
I just don't like the girl, like women are saying, no one knew Travis Kelce before Swift. I mean, just stop.
I mean, in the real world, I could see that, but like,
I can't, bro.
But you gotta forget, Super Bowls. Like, you gotta forget, like, there's a sports world and there's.
I get that, cuz, but bro, he had. It wasn't the biggest sports story ever when he's playing against his brother, his mother is this and this and that, Mama Kelce. Didn't we just have that?
Yeah.
Like, they had a fucking prime video documentary on the family.
She got a lot of camera time.
Yeah, bro, too much of that.
But. To me, like, the biggest storyline, Taylor being at that game, is being in the box next to the woman that I had eyes on, was Mama Kelce there. Like, what? Why?
You locked it on that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you locked it on that?
Listen.
You think Mama Kelce, all right.
Yo, Bill likes him some fucking gilfs.
No. came out wrong as hell.
Yeah, oh, dude. He said shit.
Yo, Bill sounded like he was on the fucking prowl, bro.
Look at you, Donna. Yeah, she got it.
She was the most famous woman in my mind of that whole Super Bowl.
Watch out, Donna.
I wanted to hear more from her.
No, she was one of the most famous people in the whole Super Bowl, like, timeline. Yeah.
I wanted to hear more about Mama
Kelsey.
There's
a whole betting line for her and how much she would appear.
Yeah, it was the over-under.
Which was shocking at, like, 1.5 or whatever. Yeah,
it went way over.
Way over. I would have bet my life savings on that.
We had that. That was the line we talked about. Yeah. It was at 1.5, and I said stretch that to like 7.5, and it still would have cashed. So,
yeah.
But that's who I was more interested in hearing about was Mama Kelsey. Not
I was like, I had my eyes on
Donna Kelsey.
Right. Who do you guys have as your best 3-0 team? I'll already cross out the Eagles. Reason being is our play calling is so suspect this year. I'm honestly a little scared for what the season has in store because it's obvious as day. Eagles have the talent on the offense. Our defense is shining with especially with Jalen Carter.
Pretty good.
Jalen Carter, he's
feasting. Yeah, Jalen Carter's your best defender, actually.
Yeah, and it's great because he's young as shit.
Yeah.
But the offense, it's been kind of suspect. But nonetheless, the Eagles are 3-0. But We have your Dolphins who just dropped 70, won by 50, and we have the 49ers. We have the 49ers, who obviously they're a well-oiled machine. So before I feel like you're gonna pick the Dolphins. So before we get there, I'm gonna pick the 49ers, and the reason why I'm picking the 49ers is just because of how everything is smooth. We've expected them to win all 3 weeks. They've won all 3 weeks. No issues whatsoever. McCaffrey's been sensational. I love the Dolphins. I think what I'm waiting for is I'm waiting for their matchup in Buffalo this week, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got the 49ers. Defense is so good. Offense is sensational with McCaffrey. Gotta go there.
And I got the Niners too, just because I think their defense is better than yours, and I think their offense can score with your offense. That's the only reason why I feel like at the end of the day in the Super Bowl, if they were to meet up, I feel like they'd be able to get more stops.
Oh, that'd be such a good matchup, man.
Yeah,
Dolphins 49ers.
So that's the only thing. I just feel like they could pressure to them. You know what I'm saying? Like the first 3 weeks you guys played, because you played the Chargers. Who did you play week two?
Patriots.
Which it was a close, but it was like they.
It ended up being a
one-score
game.
But it was Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
close,
it wasn't.
It was close.
It became close enough at the end, like where they're in striking distance.
Right.
But we had them like an arm's reach away whole time.
For sure.
It felt good, not great.
Right.
The whole time.
And then you had the Denver Broncos. I think that like you haven't played a team yet that can really pressure the quarterback at a consistent rate.
Yeah.
Like the Niners can, or even like the Browns can, or even like the Saints or
Bill's
the Ravens.
Bill's defense is getting better and better.
Bill's defense, we'll see. I mean, like if Baum was playing, I'd be like, okay, yeah, but I don't think they'd be able to pressure Miami the way they could pressure Miami when they see him again.
Especially with
Vaughn. But yeah, that's why I have the Niners. But I respect if you have the Dolphins, dude. They fucking scored 70 points.
Yeah.
So I can't really... You know.
Before you go, if the Dolphins do go undefeated this year, remember where you heard it first.
You guys thought I was crazy. Yep. So he's still standing by the fact that the Dolphins might go undefeated, but picks the 49ers as a better team. That's a bold take. Because
I can see the 49ers going undefeated, though, too. Yeah. That's the craziest part. It's like the 49ers, they're just...
Do they play each other this year or no?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, 49ers are smooth, man.
So, I actually do have 49ers as well.
Okay.
I for the same reasons. Not that the 49ers have really played anybody either so far, but they've really handled business on everybody but the Rams. And the Rams know how to make close games. They don't know how to win
always
them, but they know
against
how to make
San
close
Fran
games.
Too, especially against San Fran.
Divisional matchup, yeah, I respect it. And that's the same thing with the Patriots. Like, Dolphins-Patriots are going to be close.
Right.
Tua's killer against Patriots.
Right.
He hasn't lost to him yet in the game he started, but it doesn't mean it's not close every time.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that being close. The Chargers was really close too, and I think there were some particular circumstances around that with the Vic Fangio Brandon Staley connection that we already talked about, why that was so close, and you know, Broncos was not close. But I don't know if I've seen enough from that defense yet to really have them as the number one team, whereas 49ers, I feel I do have them downgraded. I said last week that I think they might now be the best defense in the league after the Ravens have, you know, stumbled a little bit. Ravens now far down the list. I think Browns have jumped to number one for sure. There, I don't think there's really any question. The 49ers are still right there. They're pretty close on defense as well. Giving up 7 against the Steelers, giving up 23 against the Rams is kind of the weird part. But still, I think they're living more up to their defensive potential more often than the Dolphins are right now. So I need... I've said it once, I've said it, say it again. We don't know shit until we see 4 weeks from every team.
Right.
And it just so happens that we're really about to see a whole lot more from the Dolphins in this particular week. Meanwhile, the 49ers go up against the Cardinals.
I do think, like, the Cardinals, they have really, really shown a lot against, you know, the first three teams that they face this year. Shit, they beat the Cowboys. Which, the Cowboys, we put on the level with the 49ers, is one of the most well-oiled machine. I don't know why I keep saying that. But the most well-oiled machine teams in the league, I do think it's still a challenge for them. Because, you know, yeah, while they might be expecting to slap the dog shit out of the Cardinals, I think every team has expected that so far this year.
Especially
no one has accomplished that.
I just think
you give
one of the best play callers in football extra time to prepare against you, it could get spooky. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think, like I said, 4 games gets you a real understanding of what the team is. Let's count the Cardinals and the Giants as a half game each, and then we'll say the 4th game is really against the Cowboys for them the following week. So that'll be all we need to know about the 49ers for the rest of the season.
I like those next 4 matchups for the 49ers.
Yeah, it goes after the Cardinals, the 49ers get Cowboys at home, at the Browns, then 49ers at Vikings, then Bengals at 49ers. So I think we're going to learn a whole lot more about that 4-game stretch. During that 4-game stretch,
Vikings are poop, but yeah,
but
still
agreed.
Team.
But still, the surroundings
that won't be better.
We'll see.
Yeah, I like what we're gonna see against.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
49 is pretty soon. The Dolphins schedule is about to get pretty tough, too. So, they got Bills.
Somehow the Vikings, not to go to, somehow the Vikings still have one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
With Brian Flores.
Yeah. Like, somehow they just stayed the same.
Making him look bad on purpose.
And maybe got worse.
Yeah, no, not worse.
Yeah.
Because at least last year, like, Za'Darius Smith had sacks. Like, I don't see them pressuring the quarterback at all.
No.
All right. So before we fully move on, how did it feel, Bill, that your Dolphins smacked the living shit out of Sean Payton and the Broncos? I know that felt nice.
I felt amazing. It couldn't have happened to a better guy.
You hate some coaches.
Yeah, I do. No more than Sean Payton right now, though.
Okay.
So
I might disagree. I think you hate Josh McDaniels a lot.
You know, you're onto something.
I don't like that either, bro. To be honest with you, but as he was saying,
is a conversation for next episode. I like that.
Yeah. So I don't think we're making it through this episode without talking more shit about Josh McDaniels. But
I don't have I don't have the Raiders in the script at all after that.
Yeah. Well, somebody does,
which is outrageous.
So Sean.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sean Payton. You know, I don't think he deserves the respect that Mike McDaniels gave him at the end of the day by not kicking that field goal.
Yeah.
But I'm still supportive. I think Mike McDaniels felt some kind of karmic situation there where he didn't like the feeling that he was going to get if he went for that field goal to set the record. The players, the captains, everybody was behind him, so they stuck with just 70 points. rather than 73, which would have set the record. Been in history books forever, been the game that I was watching. But either way, it's the most since the 60s. It's more than anybody, like the only other teams that scored 70.
I love the little things that Bill cares about. Like that'll always just make me happy. Just the little tiny things that Bill cares about.
It's the most yards since the 60s as well. So, you know, it's in history no matter what.
Yeah.
It's not the number one. But it's in history.
It's in history, bro, for sure.
Yeah.
Modern day.
We're going to remember that game for a few years.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
But moving on, who is the worst 0-3 team? We got a few of them. We got the Bears, we got the Broncos, we got the Panthers, we got the Vikings. But who's the worst?
I really think the Bears are coming for that number one pick.
Okay.
I think Justin Fields is going to wake the hell up. I think he will provide a spark, but that defense is bad.
Well, they can't run the football. They can't pass the football.
Yeah.
The whole team is awful. They can't pressure the quarterback.
That's the thing. Like, through the first three games, if there's anything that we've seen, it's that I don't care. Like,
they can't do anything.
They're
so bad. They can't defend.
Yo, all that offseason hype,
man.
Guard.
They can't rush the quarterback. They can't read defenses. They can't run the football. Can't do fucking screen.
Like, it's not Justin Fields. He's not even running the fucking football.
They just look like a bad user manager.
Yo, there was a meme that said, hey, Justin Fields, you know, score a touchdown or go to the moon. And it just had him in an astronaut costume.
Strap up. So here's the thing, though. The one thing that they can do right, and I talked about the improved offensive line, right? The Chicago Bears are currently top five team in run block win rate. They're top two in pass block win rate.
Okay.
So they're blocking fine. It's everything else that's going wrong.
So niggas are still my fault.
No. It's just like...
So you tell me the Khalil Herbert and the two other bums they have running aren't hitting holes correctly.
No.
And Justin Fields isn't reading the defenses.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yep. So it's really, I think it's play calling and...
Yeah. And a mixture of all those things.
Yeah. I think it's the coaching above all else, like you said. So, I think they're coming for that number one pick.
How do you feel?
Well, just by like the team itself, less like not that much talent, it's the Panthers. Like, which most likely team to like not win a game for the rest of the season is the Panthers. Yeah. But my team is the Broncos. It's because you had someone like Shannon Sharp said, you let somebody drop a 50-piece with an extra 20-piece nuggets on the side on your dome. He said, on your dome. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Yeah. But for real, like, you got disrespected. You can't run the football. You could pass, but like they can't run the football, and their defense got worse.
Historically bad.
And this is the reason why also, too, like, I support black men. I support black men in like their endeavors and like what they do with successful black men. I want black men to succeed. But if you're really, really bad, like Vance Joseph is as a defensive coordinator, you have to be noted. No, like I have to notify. Like he is awful, and I think that's the worst thing Sean Payton has done this whole year, his whole time as a tenured as a Broncos. Hire him on that staff because he sucked.
He wanted Brian Flores.
He sucked. And they would have been bad too, but it's besides the point. I'm just saying, like, you took a year and a half or 2 years, and you fucking hired Vance Joseph, who sucked in the Cardinals, sucked on the Broncos. Like, he hasn't had a good defense since when? So, like, I just think it's more than a Russ thing. Like, is Russ playing? Is Russ playing bad? Sure, but like, Russ also doesn't have that. They're terrible at pass pro.
Russ is at least doing better than last year.
He's doing better than last year. Can't run pro.
Watchable, at least.
The offensive play calling is suspect, which is whatever. But the defense is just awful, bro. Just completely awful, and it's a joke.
So, I'm gonna agree with Bill. I got the Bears here. Now, the reason why I'm not picking the Broncos is because I think they're either going to fix their mistakes through the season, or they're going to get a very high pick, and they're going to be able to get either a new quarterback, or they're going to get to plug a hole with that very high pick, trade it for a bunch of madness, whatever. I think no matter what, it would be almost better for the Broncos to suck than it would be for them to be mid. That's how I truly feel about the Broncos at this point. I mean, obviously, they could have gone off to a 3-0 start. Things would have been different, whatever. They can fix their season. But Panthers, I think they're doing what we thought they would do. I think no one had the Panthers winning the division. I certainly didn't. I had them fourth. So I'm expecting this. And the Vikings, either they're not going to be bad forever, or, like, you know, do we really have them winning the Super Bowl or, like, going deep into the playoffs again?
Deep, no, but I had them winning the division. In some capacity, I had them as a flyer to take.
Shout out to Jared Goff.
At plus 270, we talked about liking those odds.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah, plus 270 was nice
odds. That's fair.
But they
So I go with the Bears because in the offseason, they went all in on Justin Fields. Obviously, this whole thing isn't all on Justin Fields, but it looks like we're going to get a new Bears team again sooner rather than later. Like, I can see them just getting rid of Justin Fields just because. I mean, they kind of, the way they moved in the offseason, like, yeah, they traded their number one pick, but that was after a whole media debacle from Justin Fields speaking openly. Oh, I have no idea what they're going to do, everything. It's looking fishy in Chicago. Like, yeah, they still don't know what they're doing. Several years later, they'll never know what they're doing, I think.
No.
And, yeah, fuck the Bears.
So, you know what the beautiful thing is, though? Not that anybody wants to see this in person, because tickets are on StubHub for $2.11 each. But we, as America, get to see who the worst team is, because they play each other this week. Yes, so, sir. We got Broncos versus Bears.
And game of the week!
I think there are two things that could happen here. Either this is just absolutely abysmal and brutal to watch, more likely to be that. But I think if they can find some running lanes for Justin Fields, that Denver defense is going to get demoralized very quickly. If you have the Dolphins dropping 70 in 1 week, and then the following week you're getting just stampeded over by
now the Bears look good,
Justin Fields, then that defense is just going to collapse on itself. If they put up 30 or 40, let alone 70, on the Broncos again, then I think that's...
Yo, if the Bears drop 70 on the Broncos, I'll buy you a Justin Fields jersey.
I'll wear it if they put up 70. But if they...
Imagine
if
71, like, I told you, Justin.
if they put up 35, I think that's the beginning of the end for Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Oh, I would kick him out immediately.
Yeah.
No, Vance Joseph would have to be fired.
On the spot.
If they score more than 30 points...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, right. More than fucking 20. So to wrap up week 3... What is your guys' build different take of the week? I'll start it off. The New York Giants, I think they invested too much into Daniel Jones. I think it's absolutely embarrassing at this point. Yeah, maybe he's not all the issues of their team right now. But if you look at what they absolutely could have had instead of Daniel Jones up until this point, and the fact that they gave this man $120 million, or $160, whatever it ended up being, I just think that they're trying too much with this Daniel Jones thing. I mean, yeah, that's just point blank, period.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good on the New York Giants. Like, I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of seeing Saquon Barkley get wasted. I'm tired of seeing him get injured for this whack-ass team. I don't think they're going to win with Daniel Jones. Do I think that they would win with a better quarterback? I still don't think that they would. But at the very least, I feel like they've invested way too much and Daniel Jones, they've wasted the last, this is year 5? They've wasted 5 years into this bullshit now. I'm done. I'm over it. I really don't want to hear about them for the rest either. We know they're not making the playoffs. And if they do, I'll come back on this podcast. I'll eat crow gladly like I did last year. But I think last year was more lightning in the bottle for the Giants than it was seeing them. Like, Daniel Jones is now one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, they stink. They should have paid Saquon instead of Daniel Jones. They should have paid Dexter Lawrence. I don't think they still might have played Dexter, but I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm with you on that. And offensively, they can't move the football. And they can't run the football without Saquon. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think it's just one of the least talented teams
that's also true.
Are in the NFL. Yeah. And, yeah, I think, yes, they paid too much for Daniel Jones. They paid what will be a low rate for a quarterback when that contract's all said and done. This reminds me of when Miami was catching a lot of shit for the Ryan Tannehill contract that they gave him. And, like, wow, you're paying that guy $100 million over 5 years. Like, yeah, but now...
I said the same shit.
Now look, by the end of that contract, like, Tannehill was in the fourth year of that, making $20 million when guys were making $30, $35 million. So now it looks like a value. I think the same thing is going to be said with that Daniel Jones contract. I don't think their window is at the beginning of that contract. I think their window is built to be toward the end of that.
Okay.
That said, they still need to put more talent around him. Right. And it should already be at least start to look like it's coming together. And it's not.
Like, I'm shopping Darren Waller. Like, I'm trying to shop Darren Waller in all my leagues.
Yeah.
Did they give up a third for him?
I spent a fourth on him. Somebody was talking shit to me about giving up a fourth pick for in fantasy.
He was talking about like regular
real draft picks. Yeah, I believe they gave a third for him. So it's, I think that's fine. They need somebody to build around.
Right.
And Waller, if he can stay healthy for a couple of years, can be a part of the solution here. But you're relying on Brian Daboll to get creative without options to get creative with. So they need receivers. They need Saquon to be healthy. I think you're looking at him a little differently if Saquon's really running full speed right now as well, but not as differently as the Giants want it to. Right, all the same.
All right, so what do you got?
AFC South, low-key back.
Now, I want to point out something because you said this about the NFC South.
Yeah.
And they all lost their games last week.
Except for...
No, they all lost their games last week.
Except for Noah.
Saints, Bucks.
They all lost their games last week, bud.
No, they did. They did. So I love to feel bad. I love to feel bad that that I'm doing this curse.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
But they're back. But the South is back.
How so?
I just think the Colts are
they got something in Anthony Richardson, which
they
I love.
They have something, but I think,
until he's back. So shout out to Gardner Minshew with the win.
I give that to Purchase, but I'd rather Purchase Gardner Minshew jersey than Josh Allen betting. So.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Jared Goff. Whew. Okay,
better use of funds.
Way better use of funds. $75. But AFC South, man. I think besides the Titans, they're done. They should tank for Caleb Williams, but he shouldn't go there.
They got Will Levis.
He's also cool.
Mailman.
But I think the Jaguars will figure it out. I think the Texans and the Colts have the most impressive wins this week. Besides, obviously, like the 70-point, I'm just saying underdogs have won.
Mm-hmm. Fair. That's fair.
I think CJ, your boy CJ, is hooping, and I think that defense is legit. And I think what Coach Stipen's doing over there in Indianapolis is legit too. Without Jonathan Taylor,
I mean,
that's a huge win in Baltimore.
I said long term, and you know, Bill, you were there on the podcast. I said CJ Stroud would be better than Bryce Young, but I thought Bryce Young was more talented now.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it just shows what happens when you put a quarterback in a healthier situation. Mm-hmm. Like I think. You know, Stroud, Houston, they're healthy. They got rid of all the negative juju. They completely broke down from the beginning. You know, D'Amico Ryans as their coach. You know, their defense doesn't look bad at all. You know, CJ Stroud is passing as if he's a fucking full-on.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A veteran quarterback, isn't he amongst the leaders of passing yards this year so far?
Yes.
I love it, you know, CJ Stroud. So I can see where you're coming from with that take. I hope they don't all lose this week. That would be a little insane. I love CJ Stroud and the Texans. They have to do good this year because they gave up their pick. But, you know, they're unleashing CJ Stroud. They're letting him be him. And it's one of the healthiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
we talked a lot about how we like the Texans in general. You know, the head coach changed, the quarterback changed. The way they're building that team is great. I love me some Tank Dell. Tank Dell has been my like late round pickup in a lot of fantasy leagues. So I love that I have him on my bench all of a sudden coming into the starting lineup in a lot of places.
That. We love that. We love that.
So the Jags will figure it out. In the meantime, Colts leading the division 2-1 right now. So just to circle back to an earlier part of the podcast, we have a wide open AFC playoff picture. You have the division leaders, mostly with 2 wins, and of course, Dolphins with 3. But beyond that, it's 3 teams with 2 wins. And everybody else is 1-2 or 0-3. So nobody's more than 2 games behind. The ones that are pretty done, in my opinion. Right. But all the 1-win teams, they got a chance. Jets included, but this whole AFC South all of a sudden making noise. If some of them can kind of, you know, eat on the rest of that division, if the Colts can continue to win divisional games, then, hey, they got a real chance here at squeaking in.
We got Jonathan Taylor in the shadows randomly still.
Yeah, yeah. he suddenly comes back.
He's going to have to play if he wants to get paid next year.
And before we were talking, we sat here and said CJ Stroud has been the best rookie so far. Anthony Richardson looked like he was on pace for that.
Yeah.
Tough concussion, but yeah, he's doing what he wants with the ball.
So, I don't know. The Colts are going to be a fun team to watch, I think, for the rest of the year. But yeah, I like the AFC South right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Until they lose all of them.
Bird. And what do you got, Bill, for your Bill different take of the week?
So, after watching the Chargers versus the Vikings, and after watching the Raiders, I now think that Josh McDaniels very well might get fired before Brandon Staley does.
I don't know, man. I think he got something on that Raiders organization. I don't think he's good. He should have been gone.
He shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah.
But I think he might end up on his way out even sooner.
Who's the backup to Jimmy G?
Nobody. Aiden, right?
Brian Hoyer.
Oh, Brian Hoyer there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and he came in on a couple of snaps. Yeah. So that's the other thing.
The fact that he's still in an NFL uniform.
They drafted a rookie. I think his name's Aiden O'Connell. And he looked good in the preseason. He looked like they have a little bit of something there. So I was thinking, like, damn, that could be the only way that he gets saved, is if they caught lightning in a bottle with drafting Aiden O'Connell late, and he ends up being a real quarterback when they currently have Jimmy G. Jimmy G's looked better than I expected. Don't get me wrong. He's serviceable to get that to Davante Adams.
The way Jimmy G plays, like I watched that game with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Just the way he plays is just – you just I now finally fully see why Jimmy G gets hurt as much as he does. He plays like a jackass. Like, I'm not going to lie. I loved Jimmy G on the 49ers because I felt like he did just enough to get by, which is all the 49ers needed.
Yep.
But now that he's on the Raiders and the decisions he makes with the ball, the scrambles, that it's disgusting. I hate watching Jimmy G play. I'm on the trade with you now, Bill.
Yeah, I've never liked Josh McDaniels. Yeah. I never will. And he made one of the worst coaching decisions I've ever seen. And kicking that field goal late in the game.
For sure.
2.5 minutes left, and you go for 3 there. Yeah. It's 4th and 4. You're meaning to tell me that you trust an onside kick, essentially, more than you trust your ability to get 4 yards?
I don't think it was that.
You could push for a tie, at least, put into overtime. Like, can you tell me any logic behind it?
The Steelers' offense wasn't really moving the football the way, like...
I thought Pickett looked better than he had the prior 2 weeks.
Yeah, but, like...
I know it's the Raiders, but he was moving the chains.
I'm saying, like, the way I look... Like, I agree with you. You go for it. Because then that offense is not going from the 10-yard line and getting a field goal. No shot. There's no shot that's happening, right? So I agree with you on that. I didn't agree with that, but... Josh McDaniels isn't going anywhere. 1, 2. Brandon Staley has done way less in this league than Josh McDaniels has. 3. At least the offense. Like, I think that Raiders' offense looks better than the Chargers' defense. Like, Davante Adams still went berserk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's more defensively that they're having issues with. Then often they can't really run the football, but like, I don't think Josh McDaniels is the reason why the Raiders are losing games. Brandon Staley is the reason why Chargers are literally losing games. Like, they went into Jacksonville up 27-3 and lost the game in all of Brandon Staley's hands.
Yeah.
They lost to you guys, Brandon Staley. They lost to the fucking Titans, who scored 3 points on my team.
Yep.
All because of Brandon Staley. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just don't... He doesn't know how to coach football, bro.
He doesn't.
And Josh McDaniel's not the best either. But to say that he's worse than Staley is berserk to me.
To say that Josh McDaniels has done more than Brandon Staley?
Right.
I don't necessarily agree.
He's won Super Bowls.
Correct. Not as head coach.
What do you mean correct?
Not as head coach.
I don't care. He's not as head coach.
He's
done more in the NFL.
He's one of the worst head coaches of all time.
I get that. But Brandon Staley's
what we're talking about here.
But Brandon Staley's going. He's driving that same car right next to him. It's a four. There's like a four lane thing of him. Uberflutes or whatever his name is. Josh McDaniels and I'm sure someone else I think stinks too. But like yeah,
Chip Kelly.
There's some contenders
There's some bad coaches out there.
To me, it's a two-horse race right now, though. One of them is absolutely getting fired first. You can lock that in. But Brandon Staley has a career-winning record. Josh McDaniels doesn't have a winning season.
Well, Brandon Staley's barely been a head coach, bro.
He has. This is his third year. McDaniels has had plenty more chances than that.
Right.
And has not put up
Who
together
more
one.
Talented? Who was, which was a more talented team, bro? The Chargers or the Raiders, bro?
Yeah, that's no question.
So you can't, and he still stinks with the talent. And we're talking about like Lil Pump and Smoke Perp, bro. Like we're talking about like dudes who stink.
Let me break those two down.
No wait, I was like, no, Bill, no.
We're talking about like Bobby Portis and like.
Portis doesn't stink.
He doesn't stink. You're right. He doesn't stink.
Like, come on.
We're talking about like Darren Collinson and like and Will Barton. And Will Barton. Like it's just like I can't even like who like they both stink.
But alright, so stink. Saving time, moving on. What is your guys' built different performance of the week? I'll let you start this off, Dom.
Keenan Allen.
There you go.
18 receptions, 215 yards, and a pass touchdown. Dog. And Myles Garrett for sure too was a dog out there, so I also want to... 2 seconds. Quick 1 minute rant.
Are you asking me for permission?
NFL refs need to be better, need to be full-time, because Amari Cooper had a touchdown in front of the ref's eye, and he stopped the play because he thought he was out of bounds, and it was the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. So you guys need to do fucking better. Stop fucking shit up. For this is back-to-back weeks of you just fucking the Browns in the butt. Tired of that shit. You're up.
Go ahead, Bill.
So, first off, shout out to Keenan Allen for messing up Bill's block last week. We were essentially just Keenan Allen and the Bills defense away from winning $500,000 last week. So, if we had switched up Josh Kelly somehow.
I wish the point system worked differently because the Bills defense absolutely shut down Washington.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we didn't have Bills defense. We needed Bills defense and Keenan Allen.
We had
Commanders and Josh Kelly, which, if we're looking at those two picks, it doesn't look good. But everywhere else, we aced it. Go back and watch last week. Stay tuned for this week to make some money. But ultimately, Keenan Allen, ageless wonder right now. I hope we get a full healthy season of Keenan Allen right now because that is fun to watch.
Right.
But. My built different player of the week is Devon Achan. And that's how you say it, I just learned. Achan. So he came out after, when you score four touchdowns,
so say my fucking
up 200
name,
yards,
right?
You get to tell everybody how to say your name. So Devon Achan puts himself in the front runner for maybe rookie of the year with that one single performance. So we got to see what happens after this.
Okay.
We got to see who.
Jesus Christ.
Who else you got? Offensive rookie of the year.
What game?
He's got more yards than any other rookie. And a skilled position player.
Okay.
So, right now, do you have a quarterback ahead of him?
CJ Stroud?
Maybe. There's an argument for CJ.
There's an argument for it.
Especially if the Texans are at least 500.
Achan made history, though.
He did. I didn't see, like, any consistency.
Correct.
I'd rather have Bijan. Right. I'd rather have Jahmyr Gibbs.
Damn, I was going to shout out Mostert because, like...
Bijan is probably going to win it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But Achan, all of a sudden... gets in the conversation. He kicked the door into that conversation.
If Achane was like A-Chain. A-Chain.
A-Train.
That's what I call him. He's the A-Train.
Like, if he was the lead back, 1,000%, yeah, they got me. But he's just not. So.
Right, right. We got to see what happens. Jeff Wilson's coming back as well. We don't even know if he's really going to be.
Jeff Wilson ain't going to. He ain't even going to see the field.
No, he will.
He's the goal line guy. He's going
to
be the
goal line. But, like, after what you've seen from these two guys, it's really hard to give him any snaps at all.
Yeah, hard to even activate him off the IR. Yeah.
Yeah, like, just go home, dude. Nah. But my.
Miles will take him.
My built different performance of the week. I know you said Myles Garrett, but I'm shouting out the entire Browns defense.
Sorry, one more.
Yeah. I gotta go with the Browns defense. They're doing something, you know, historical so far through three games. Opponents are only averaging 6 points against them, which isn't even a touchdown after the extra points. That's all and that's it. I mean, to put the Titans at 3 points, I know we argued a little bit before the episode. I still think it's impressive knowing that they got Derrick Henry. You know, they have a team that should at least score.
They have a team that beat the Bengals.
Right. And they have a team that should score at least one or two touchdowns every game.
Yeah.
At the very least. And the Browns absolutely snuffed that out. And, you know, with Nick Chubb going down, I will say if the Browns defense keep this up and Deshaun plays like he did against the Titans, I think the Browns are definitely in the playoffs. I even think they're contenders because, again, we can't forget who Deshaun Watson is at the end of the day. We know if he gets his feet under him, this Browns team is a whole different team. And we got to see that. I know it's the Titans defense that we don't take seriously whatsoever. But Deshaun Watson finally, in my opinion, had his first really good game in a Cleveland Browns uniform. And it's also backed by that great, great defense. And as we know, defense wins championships most of the time. Fuck you, Eagles, last year for ruining that. But
I'll follow up on that a little bit. I think the absolute craziest stat that I've seen of the NFL this year through 3 weeks is that the Browns defense has given up zero or less yards on 53.7% of their plays.
Sheesh.
More often than not, people are moving backwards or nowhere against the Browns. And when you're watching it, it's easier to understand that stat. But if you really think about it, like,
now they're playing for the spirit of Nick Chubb. Like, that adds a whole other thing to it.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Nick Chubb, superhuman, only has one ligament tear.
Even though Gucci. I told you he was Gucci.
But we saw his leg go in, like, 17 different directions.
I told you he was Gucci,
bro. His leg did the, like, Fairly Odd Parents of Mr. Crocker.
He's Gucci, bro. He's not regular.
It's
like Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's not regular.
It's different.
He's going to, like, they're going to come back.
If Aaron Rodgers comes back in the playoffs, I'll be fucking.
If they even get there.
Yeah. Chubb's not coming back this year, just to be clear, like, Chubb coming back in general. Right. Yeah. Chubb coming back
Jonathan Taylor
next year is still miraculous. That's awesome. I want to see Chubb come back up. So, Deshaun Watson, though, I think what's the scariest part for everybody that's not the Browns is Deshaun Watson has been very consistent throughout his career. He was very consistently good with the Texans.
Until the playoffs.
Then he was very consistently bad last year and early this year. So now all of a sudden that he's got one good game, I think he's going to be consistent again. I think this is just the start of him getting his stuff
back. That defense
back
has to give him a lot of confidence too.
Absolutely.
Like, and we saw that. Like, you know, like, we saw it through the – who did they play in the second week again?
Steelers.
Against the Steelers, we saw Deshaun Watson have a good second half to that game because the Browns were –
aside from the end of it.
On
third downs, bro, we looked good. I wasn't panicking about the offense because, like, for some odd reason, first and second down, we couldn't do nothing, but third down, we'd find a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of him, you know?
Yep.
So,
I like where you're at. I really think that the Browns have figured it out.
Crazy sentence.
What do you feel? Is it all the defensive coordinator here? Like, what's causing the Browns to be so good right now?
Yeah, no, I think
we got some dogs.
We had the worst defensive coordinator in football last year, Joe Woods, and that's saying something with the Vikings. I think it's a mixture of, okay, cool, we got Za'Darius Smith, Dalvin Tomlinson, we added talent, Oboe Okonkwo, I don't know how to say his last name, but I think it is our DC. I think it is the confidence that he brings our players in. We play more man-to-man. We have man-to-man, you know, safeties, corners. That fits the mold of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Myles Garrett is just, he had a 93.2 pass rushing grade, ranked first in week 3, 3.5 sacks, 9 pressures, 34.6 win percentage. Like, all that is first in week three. Like,
that was, like, yeah,
that's just being dominant.
I thought Micah Parsons' week two stats, which were similar to this, were fucking nuts. These are better.
It's just not, like, and it's just more, like, I don't know. It's just a different, like, that's a tough team to score on, to move the football. Like, that's why, like, I like us against this week against Baltimore, just because they haven't been, the offense hasn't been looking that good. That's why. Week six, Niners Browns is a very, very interesting football game.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I'm looking forward to a lot.
So I think it's I think it's the DC, Jim Schwartz. Shout out Jim Schwartz, and shout out the Browns. All
right, so what are your guys' games of the week now that we're moving on to week four?
I am gonna take the homer pick here. We're going Dolphins-Bills.
Absolutely.
Dolphins at Bills is going to tell us a whole lot about both teams. Historically, we don't do great in
Buffalo.
Huge
challenge for both teams.
Yeah.
A lot of implications there.
You got two teams that combined for like 108 points last week with an over-under of 53.5. I think we're going to see some fireworks here. And I think Josh Allen is getting right with that team right now. I think he's clicking with Diggs and with Gabe Davis. I think Diggs looks a little happier. James Cook has some life in him.
Cook is solid, bro.
He looks pretty good right now. And I was out on him in fantasy. I thought, like, way too high. Bills running backs don't do anything. No chance he performs to his ADP. And he's outperforming right now.
Yeah, he's outscoring he's outscoring Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, like
combined,
right. Literally, bro. So
yeah, Josh, his brother,
which also the Browns held Derrick Henry to his lowest rushing yards in a game
career. Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah,
I think they had 6 first downs. It was
what? How many did he have?
It was a bad Sunday for those.
Do you know how many yards Derrick Henry had?
I think 37. Okay. Yeah, 27.
Which is crazy. That's his lowest.
He had -9 in the first half.
It's crazy. That's his lowest though. Well,
that is crazy.
The last time I looked, he was at like 4 yards. Yeah. I never sniffed him. He wasn't in any of my daily lineups.
Or he only had like 9 rushes in the first half. Like
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But 4 yards. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. From the Dolphins side of this Dolphins-Bills game, what I'm really looking at is I need to see the defense slow him down. I need to see pressure get to Josh Allen because that's how he makes mistakes. I need to see some mistakes forced from the defense. We need to capitalize on those. But Tua and company, just keep doing what you're doing. I don't think you need to change a damn thing up. They do tend to pressure more, but with the current design, it's built so pressure can't matter. If you're throwing the ball in 2 seconds, then pressure just is not relevant. So keep doing that. If you're getting the ball 10 yards down the field within 2 seconds, that's pretty damn good. Yeah. So. Yeah.
With the Bills, I mean, obviously it's a game that they would want to win because they got momentum now.
Mm-hmm.
2 wins in a row, huge win over Washington. You need this win over Miami. It's your division rival. Miami, you know, they need to win because if Miami wins now, I think everyone's going to be looking at Miami as a Super Bowl contender. It's good. I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be chippy. I think, you know, Tyreek Hill, he's talking a lot of shit in the media again. I like it. You know, they're turning into a real flashy team. We'll see. I love that. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm damn sure going to be watching.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great game. I like the over two on that, too, as well.
Yeah. All right, so I have the Lions and the Packers. That's our game. That's tomorrow night, Thursday night football. You know, reason why I have that, they're both 2-1. So this game right here, I'm not saying it could be the division, but it could very well be the division. I think if the Lions win, they're going to keep taking off. If the Packers win, damn, that's a big win for them and Jordan Love. You know, Jordan Love, he's making a lot of the right plays. Obviously, you're seeing some, you know, rookie mistakes out there, but this is also his first full season as quarterback. I think he's going to smoothen that up. I think we're going to be in for one hell of a game. The Lions defense is looking that much better. They completely shut down the hype train of Atlanta. And, you know, I have Detroit in this game, but I would not be surprised if Jordan Love and the Packers break the hearts of Detroit because that's just how good Jordan Love is to me.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game tomorrow. I've been impressed with Jordan Love. It's weird. They started off slow last game. I think the 2 games before, they started off fast. So we'll see We'll see how that goes. I think it's a high scoring game though.
Yeah. And with Jameson Williams around the corner, if the Packers really want this division, they need to take this game.
Yeah.
I think it starts here. Because I feel like once the Lions get J-Mo, their offense is just going to be...
Should be a lot better.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. Especially with the rise of Raymond over there in Detroit. Solid wide receiver. You know, Gibbs finally becoming the bell cow, whatever the fuck you call that. Number one, becoming the number one running back there. I think, you know, Detroit, shout out to Jared Goff. That's all that's I got to say about that's that. That's my man's Jared Goff, baby.
My mind, I think this game is going to be a matchup of quarterbacks with totally different styles.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff is very efficient. Jordan Love has been anything but is still getting the job done. So Jordan Love has a league high, like 31 point something percent of his throws are uncatchable. They're not near the target.
He does throw the ball away a lot.
Yeah, so that's included in there, the absolute throwaways, but also the bad throws. But the thing is, what he's doing is making sure if he's going to err, he's erring on the side of, if my guy can't get it, nobody else can.
Yeah.
So he's not making mistakes. He's playing mistake-free football, and that's where he and Jared Goff are like. I don't think you're going to see a lot of turnovers. I do think you're going to see teams moving the ball pretty well. I think it should be a pretty good offensive clinic. I really like Matt LaFleur and what he's doing in Green Bay with a pretty damn young team. Christian Watson might be back. I don't know if he's back. I'm not relying on a whole lot from him.
I had him for a week one touchdown. I haven't heard of him from him since.
Nope, he's been out since. But Romeo Dobbs is somebody that you know, the whole Green Bay organization really likes, especially Jordan Love.
That Detroit defense is getting a lot of momentum. I can honestly see them shutting down Green Bay. It'll all be on the back of Jordan Love, but it's going to be a good one.
I think Hutchinson has been playing lights out. I don't see him getting as much love as what it looks like he should deserve when you're watching the Lions games. But between him, LaPorta coming out a whole lot stronger than I expected him to. David Montgomery just out with a bruised thigh right now. Like, I feel like he should be back any minute. So that Detroit Lions, that team should be performing better than they're performing right now. And they're an overtime loss away from being 3-0. So, you know, I think sky's the limit for both teams. Jordan Love's got a little longer way to go, but I'm excited for this one too.
What's your game?
I didn't want to be a homer. So I got Texans Pittsburgh.
Yes, but we love that game.
I think I think Pittsburgh, and it's in
they're
Houston.
Starting,
and it's in Houston. They are starting to figure something out. The Raiders defense does stink, and the Texas defense doesn't.
But for the sake of TV, I think the Steelers are finally watchable again.
Yeah,
it's been a couple years. Yeah. It's been a lot of years actually. But it's I think. They're watchable.
I'm with you.
Their defense is very watchable. The offense is tougher to watch.
Right. Yeah. I just think the Texans. I think the Texans could low key do something over here.
CJ Stroud would send a huge message with that win.
He would.
That is good.
It's a big game. It's a big game for the organization for sure. So
I'm gonna let you take a second game then, because I fully expected we'd be talking some Ravens Browns here.
Yeah.
So I think that's at least honorable mention.
Yeah, Ravens Browns, man, it's a big game for us. If our Browns, it's really our Browns offense against their defense. I think our defense will be able to manage what Baltimore brings to the table. I'm intrigued that Jadeveon Clowney's a Raven. He's coming back to Cleveland. Odell's a Raven. He's coming back to Cleveland. So it's going to be an interesting game.
Both probably won't see a snap.
Yeah. Well, no, Clowney's playing, but I don't know if Odell is.
Yeah. That's what you call playing.
I'm intrigued for the game. I love the. I'm excited for it. Betting wise, I don't know. I can't.
Bet. No, I have it listed as stay away from.
The only thing I like is the under. So I
can
like
see
the
over. Oh, but
I can see it. But I'm leaning.
I can see it under too. Yeah, I can see it under too.
Yeah, and I what I like about it is this is the first time you're seeing a running quarterback. This is definitely a different challenge than the Browns have faced. So I want to see them just take a look outside the box. See what they do with it.
Yeah. Honestly, we've always played the Ravens tough.
You have.
Always played the Ravens. And that was with a bad defensive coordinator.
Correct.
So when I look at it, it's like with the better DC, better defense in general.
Should be great. Right. Great shape.
Right.
But I'm tuning in all the same.
I'm excited.
So some other little games I like, you know, New England, Dallas. I think.
I like the points.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ezekiel Elliott revenge game.
Yeah.
Yes. Bill has Ezekiel Elliott going off for whatever reason.
Off is a strong word, but yeah, he's going.
But I think this is going to be a big game for the Dallas Cowboys, just because, you know, you lost against Arizona. In all likelihood, you should have been 3-0 coming into this game. Now you're 2-1, and you're facing the pesky Patriots, who I don't think the Patriots make the playoffs. I just think they're going to annoy the shit out of every team that they face, which they've done so far this year. They've annoyed the Eagles. They've annoyed the Dolphins, and they beat the Jets by, like, 5 points. But with that being said, I love that game. I think Pollard's going to go off. I think Pollard's going to go off on the Patriots. And that's pretty much all I got from that game. I think Mac Jones is going to... I think he's going to do decently.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially no Diggs in that secondary. Yeah, yeah. They're vulnerable. They've been vulnerable before. They're more vulnerable now. So you can tell they were in their emotions. And
Dobbs, like, they Dobbs whoever, like, Dobbs won a game, and now he's, like, making TikToks, and he's fucking making memes.
Dobbs
like,
on Sunday? Wow.
Bro, Dobbs tried to go and get his own jersey from the Cardinals team store, and they didn't have it in stock.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because they weren't selling it. Not because people were buying it, because they weren't.
Right,
he even tried to do the custom jersey, and they didn't have it.
Who
the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this guy, yeah.
Another game that I like, you know, Chiefs-Jets. You know, a lot of people can see it as the Chiefs washing the Jets. I don't give a fuck. I think Zach Wilson with nothing to lose. I don't think the Jets are going to win. I think Zach Wilson has a good game, though. I'm taking the over on his yards because they're going to be low. They're going to be low.
And I don't care what it is. I'm taking the under.
Okay.
It can be 90 yards, and I'm taking the under.
$5 on it.
I'm not giving you.
I'd put 50 on it.
No.
Yeah.
I would never bet $50 on Zach Wilson to do anything.
If Justin Fields couldn't do anything, Zach Wilson's doing anything.
I'll give you the friendly bet on whatever the line's actually at. I don't know if I'm putting five straight on just under 90.
No, bet me, I said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like okay. I'm not doing five straight on under 90, but I'll take it on just whatever the actual line is set at.
There.
150.
He's saying 150 yards.
150 yards. Yeah, not $150.
Oh, over.
Yeah, I'll take that on.
Okay. I thought he said $150. I was like, what are we talking about?
Good bet.
All right. And the Seahawks and Giants, that's our Monday night game. It's the only Monday night game. I think Seattle's going to absolutely wash the Giants.
Who's the game? In New York, I think.
In New York.
Yeah, I got Metcalf going off. Kenneth Walker has been, you know, a blessing.
Yeah.
Geno Smith seems like he's not taking the step back that you thought he would. I don't think he's going to get 4,000 yards, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, he's making the bang-bang plays, won a huge game in Detroit.
Kenneth Walker's a dog, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love this game for Seattle. It's a perfect matchup against that Giants defense for everything that they actually do. Meanwhile, the Giants, actually, the Seahawks defense is a good matchup for them, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to tell a lot about the Giants. Seattle, you know, they can move to 3-1, further solidify their spot in this season. I love it. I love this Monday night game. I'm definitely going to be watching.
I'm a lot more intrigued than I expected to be when I just looked at who's playing in it. But yeah, when you look at what Seattle has given up, give up 30 to the Rams, 31 to the Lions, and 27 to the Panthers.
Yeah,
I'm starting
to Andy Dalton's Panthers.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah, something. That Seattle defense needs to get right.
Saquon back or no?
I don't know.
3 weeks?
No.
I think he's got at least one more. So this is a get right defense for the Giants offense, but it's also a get right game for the Seattle defense. So if they are going to wake up at all, they need to do it now before they face the Bengals the week following, because that could be the get-right game for Joe Burrow as well. So
absolutely.
Ultimately, this game here, I am taking the Seahawks, but I think it's going to be closer than people think. I probably take the Giants with the points.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly where the line is yet, but looks like we got...
I mean, the bettors are still respecting the Giants, so...
They are.
Because I think the Giants are favorited.
From.
They're favorited, aren't they?
The Giants? It's
-1.5. Love the Seahawks.
Love that. I love Seahawks minus like 6.5. For the extra odds.
I'm not doing that. I'm taking money line though. I'm glad you're taking plus money on that. Yeah. Because I think it's going to be a close one, but I trust Pete Carroll a little bit more than I trust Abel right now.
Adding in a late edit for Bill's block due to a brief change in the lineup due to somebody being available. I'll get to that in just a moment. But for Bill's block, of course, we're bringing you our FanDuel lineup. Starting off quarterback, we're actually taking the chance on Justin Fields. Despite Justin Fields not being a great football player, let's not mix that up with not being a great fantasy player as well. The rushing it has all the upside in the world. Just remember that 10 rushing yards is the same as 25 passing yards. Rushing touchdowns equal to a passing touchdown and a half. So we are taking Justin Fields with that rushing upside. Do believe he finds the end zone on the ground this week against the Denver Broncos. For running back, this is where we're really spending up, taking Christian McCaffrey as well as DeAndre Swift. McCaffrey gets Arizona Cardinals, positive game script for him. Swift gets Washington Commanders, which is a plus matchup all around. For wide receivers, taking Stephon Diggs as wide receiver one as our kind of last spot to spend up. But Stephon Diggs should step it up. He typically does in big games, and Buffalo versus Miami is biggest one of the year so far for sure. So should see more out of Diggs. Taking Tank Dell, he's on an absolute heater. Him against the Steelers, I do believe he should find plenty of action. Hollywood Brown, again, plus positive game script for him. Arizona should be behind against these Niners. So I do believe Hollywood should get some action. He's a target monster in that offense, and I do think Dobbs finds him several times, hopefully in the end zone for one. For tight end, this is where we were able to pivot. Logan Thomas is looking like he'll be available. Not certain yet, but progressing through concussion protocol. So if he's in there, lock and load. If not, you'll have to find a pivot down from there due to the rest of this lineup. For our flex, we have Ezekiel Elliott in the revenge game. So two revenge game narratives I like this week are Zeke and Adam Thielen. We're going with Zeke for this one. Zeke is really a pretty dominant goal line back for that New England offense. So I do think he should find pay dirt. Hopefully he gets to hop in that Salvation Army tank. So we'll see if Zeke can come through for us. Then for defense, have to spend down. We're going with Texans defense. But they are low-key pretty good, and Pittsburgh is low-key not that great. So Texans defense against Pittsburgh. Hopefully Kenny Pickett makes a couple mistakes and we get to cash. That wraps up Bill's blocks.
Best bet time. So Dom has one parlay win, so he's winning this. For basically what we do is we just put together our best three lines. Whoever wins a parlay gets a point. So I will open this up. I'm going to go with a DK Metcalf touchdown, from the Seahawks onto the Giants. I love that. I think, you know, the Giants defense has a ton of holes in it. Metcalf is just a strong target. I don't think anyone can cover him on that Giants team. I'm going Bengals, but I'm taking the spread. I think they'll beat that 7.5-point spread. I think they're absolutely going to win that game. And on top of that, I think, you know, with Ja'Marr Chase getting, you know, his feet back under him, getting the ball to him more, I honestly find him in the end zone, which we'll talk about in a moment. And A.J. Brown over on catches. You guys need to find that line and bet it solo if you can, because it was at like 4.5 this whole season so far, and I'm going to spam that until they raise it to like 8 or 9, because, you know, I think Jalen Hurts is going to start forcing the ball to him because he's being a diva again, which I love diva A.J. Brown because it turns the team into a better team. Right. Every time A.J. Brown has turned into a diva for the Eagles, they have had a better week the next week. So, you know what? Fuck it. If A.J. Brown wants to be a Barbie, I'm down for it. That's my parlay.
I like it. I do like that whole setup. I'm gonna give you a three teamer here. I'm going with Seahawks money line. That's
okay.
Absolutely locked to me especially after seeing that line where it's at. I like the odds ton. I'm taking the under on the Browns Ravens. I'm taking the over on the Dolphins Bills. No surprises in my parlay. We talked about each one of these during the recording
plus
here.
+640.
Yep. Oh, combine them all. We do have +640, so locking that in as we speak.
I have Adam Thielen +70 yards,
I got Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown, and I got over Denver Bears. I think that game...
It's going to be shitty, man.
I don't think they can stop anybody, so I think it's going to be 30-something.
I don't know. I feel like the Broncos are just going to fucking show out against the Bears. Like, it feels like such a Sean Payton, Russell Wilson thing to happen for, like, the Broncos to just shit on the Bears. Like, I feel it. Man, feel it.
We'll see. We'll see.
I feel like they'll cover the over by themselves.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Just a little bonus bet that you can put in. FanDuel does have Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane to combine for 150 rushing yards.
That's cool.
Combo is plus 600. So that's... I think that's very good for plus 600.
That's pretty money.
I would have ballparked that around plus 200. So, yeah. Handicap-wise, I'm absolutely taking that.
I like that.
Absolutely. So, moving on to our five touchdowns. Oh, okay. Moving on to our five winners and our five touchdown scores. The standings up above. So, me, your boy, I'm in last in both categories because I'm 7-8 with just three measly touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. Don't know how that happened, but we're here. Dom is 7-8, but he has 8 fucking touchdowns because he keeps... taking the low-hanging fruit.
But I don't do that. This week I didn't do that. This week I didn't do that.
And we got Bill, who's 11-4 after a 5-0 week last week with 4 touchdowns.
Sweet.
So it's still close here and there in certain things. So it's time for me to get back. I'm going with the Jaguars over the Falcons in London. I love that the line is close because I feel like this is an easy win for the Jaguars here. Especially with the Falcons doing as bad as they did against the Lions. Love the Jaguars here. You know, I got the Vikings to demolish the Panthers. I think the Vikings are going to unleash hell on those guys. I actually feel bad for Carolina in this game. I have the Chargers. I have the Chargers to beat the Raiders. I think they're going to keep stepping. You know, their offense is still decent, yeah. I think. The Raiders, I don't think Jimmy G, he's probably not playing. He was in concussion protocol as of our most recent update. So if they especially don't have him, I don't think they got a chance. I got the Seahawks over the Giants. I don't know how the Giants are favored in that game. And you know what? I got the Rams over the Colts. You know, I don't see Matthew Stafford losing to fucking the Colts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see that. I can't.
So I'm trying to go 5-0 here. What about you guys?
I'll go. I have the Seahawks, too. I think we all have the Seahawks. I have the Seahawks. I got the Jags in London doing it. I'm just not a Falcons believer, bro. So,
bro, this is my fourth week.
Yeah, I'm not a
going against the Falcons.
I'm not a Falcons believer.
I might ride this for the rest of the season.
I think Doug Peterson is now doing the play calling. Because the OC was doing it.
I love WP, man.
So I think that helps. I got the Colts, man. I'm riding the Colts juice, bro. For some odd reason. Pause. I got Houston.
Okay.
I got Houston. I think they can fucking do it. And I got the Browns to get it done.
All right. All right. This is good. All right, Bill. What you got?
All right, folks. So we are a little bit more on the same page than we were last week as a crew. Because I was pretty much the opposite of you guys,
which is why that 5-0 goddamn.
So
you know something we don't. Bill knows the script.
I do have Jags in London as well.
Hold on. Bill knows the script. Joe Burrow's doing bad.
Josh Allen.
Dolphins are doing great. All right, whatever.
You guys are onto something.
Bill's,
I had Jags in London as well. They perform well in London. London loves them. It's almost like a home game for them. And like you said, Doug Peterson taking the play call and back over. I think they're really my biggest lock of the week, I feel.
Yeah.
I do have Steelers over the Texans. That's the one I feel the least confident about that I have on here. So by all means, I can see Houston doing it. I kind of want Houston to do it. I definitely want Houston to do it. I'll take that L for this part. As long as Houston walks away with the win, but I am picking the Steelers. I've got the Dolphins at the Bills.
I don't want to touch it. But
yeah,
they don't. Me neither.
Do I want to? No, but
you got to.
Yeah,
fins up.
In case I'm onto something
here. Fins up.
Yep. This I think this is the fin. By the way. So that's why I was doing this thing last week. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing. That's Kansas City.
It's just a floppy ass. It's a floppy fin.
It's a floppy fin. Facts.
All right. Good.
It's spinning.
Yeah. Fins up.
Fins up.
I've got Rams. I agree. I don't think the Rams can lose against Colts. I think
if they lose, their season's done.
That's the thing. I think they're super motivated because they want Cooper Kupp to come back, and I don't think he's coming back to a 1-3 team.
Yeah.
So I think the Rams are going to squeak this out. I think Colts keep it close. I think Colts are a decent team, but I do think Rams win. And I've absolutely got the Browns. That's another one I feel very confident about. Just the way they match up against the Ravens.
I'm telling you guys, Ravens about to win that game.
Tonight.
So I'm actually.
I love the Browns.
I could.
I love the Browns, but I feel like the Ravens. It's going to be a statement game for them.
And as much as I love the Seahawks, I just didn't want to use them twice. So I wanted to give you five different teams here. So I got Steelers, Jags, Dolphins, Rams, Browns.
So for my touchdown scores, I got Ja'Marr Chase against the Titans. Titans are giving up a lot through the air. Ja'Marr Chase, you know, looking for a touchdown out of him. Tony Pollard. Said it right this time.
Oh, boy.
Tony Pollard, you know, when I look at the game, the Cowboys and the Patriots, I think they're going to run a lot more than they'll pass against the Patriots' defense. I got A.J. Brown. I think the Eagles versus the Commanders, if week three was anything, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts wants to find A.J. Brown more than anything, so I'm going with A.J. Brown. I'm taking the low-hanging fruit here with Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs. I will be an NPC. I don't care. No explanation for it. Give me a Justin Jefferson and Diggs touchdown.
I have Kenneth Walker. He's been hot lately.
Said he wasn't running taking a low.
He leads off with Ken Walker.
I got Devontae Smith.
Okay.
There you go. I think he kills the Commanders.
Okay.
Last year he had that double catch over like three defenders against that was against the Commanders. I got Deshaun Watson rush touchdown. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
And then I got Javonte Williams any touchdown. Because Chicago can't stop the run. And Thielen, bro, I'm feeling.
Yo, you are a big Adam Thielen fan out of nowhere.
They're playing against the Vikings, bro.
That's true.
He's got a lock in.
That's true.
And my players to watch is Kamara. I want to see how he looks. Zeke is coming back. And obviously, like I said, Thielen. So those are my guys.
There you go. All right, Bill, take us home.
All right. So I've got Tyreek Hill versus the Bills and Diggs to run it back. So I think there's going to be so many points in that game that they're both definitely scoring. Cortland Sutton even looked good against the Dolphins. Yeah. So I do think we're vulnerable to wide receiver ones.
He scores touchdowns in big games. So
He does. So, yeah, I like Diggs here, and Hill's been scoring a lot. So I like him as well. I'm taking a little hanging fruit, I feel, with Hill, but I don't really do that anywhere else. Then I've got Bijan Robinson. I think everybody that doesn't hit for me hits the following week. So I'm trying to break that curse. So I can't just have Bijan not score the rest of the year, but I'm going to ride this train until he scores one. So I got Bijan against the Jags. I don't love the Falcons, but this kid's supremely talented. I think they figure something out, and the Jags should give one up. I've got Javonte as well. The Bears look atrocious, and I think they need to figure out that Javonte Williams is
their fucking guy.
A home run hitter. And they got to give him the opportunities.
They won't find that out this week.
And I don't trust that they keep Samaje Perine off the field enough for this to happen. But I'm still taking Javonte. And then I'm taking Davante Adams against the Chargers. Chargers are the worst team in the league against wide receivers right now. So I got to go with Davante Adams.
Yeah,
all right. So we got any closing takes? That wraps it up for us. Another week in the books. It's not week two, it's not week one, it's week four.
That's the take of the week right there.
Yeah, hopefully all our teams win again, man, so it's a good week. You're rooting against me, but fuck it.
Yo, if the Browns beat the Ravens this week, I will be cheering for the Browns the rest of the way.
Copy.
Yeah. Because for me, it's just like I said, I got to stick to my guns here. Ravens, best AFC team. I think it was a tough loss, but... It's going to happen.
I get it.
I haven't seen enough for them to say
I haven't seen
the
goddamn thing from them.
Me neither. But.
So I do have the... I've got the Dolphins
like
Bills at the top of the AFC. So I think that's my take is the crown of the AFC right now goes to the winner of that Dolphins-Bills game. And they
number
get
two goes to the Ravens-Browns.
They get to hold it until we meet Ravens-Browns later on in the season.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Chiefs, they got Taylor Swift now. I don't know if the Chiefs lose another game the rest
of the
season. The
Chiefs suddenly look pretty damn good, but it was the Bears.
Yeah. And it's Taylor Swift.
is Taylor Swift.
Swifties, man. Shout out to Swifties.
Shout out to all the Swifties. We're Swifties. Welcome. Not Dom. Dom's not a Swiftie.
But shout out to
Neither Swifties. Am I. I hate Taylor Swift. But she's a bro now.
She is.
Like, I gotta
Saturdays,
respect
Saturdays, I'm with her. Because she's for the boys.
Yeah, and if she breaks up with Kelsey, she's dead to me again. But, you know. Anyway, with that being said, make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, leave us some feedback. We love hearing it. You know, we're on this journey through the whole entire season. Another week down, another NFL episode in. We're going to be here with you every single week through the season. So please, for the love of God, get on the train or get the train run on you. Fins up.
Plus.